This is Marjolein van der Meulen, and I'm very happy because today is a new podcast.
My name is Stijn. I'm the producer of People from Ibiza, and today we're gonna talk about you.
Thank you.
So maybe you can tell how has life gave you Ibiza? How did it come on your path?
It's a very, very funny story. At the teenagers with my sister, she was in love, and this guy was working on Ibiza. So we took a ticket and we went to Ibiza. We both hadn't any clue where we were going to, but very quick we came here in Ibiza town, the old town, and there was so much creativity, and we met several people who also want to celebrate life. It was only celebrate life, to be happy, to celebrate, and I did that together with my sister, and there were always people from all over the world. And first we went to Old Town, then we went to Pasha, then we went to Koo, and later Space and Amnesia came there as well. So, but Koo was very special. So people from all over the world, and every level of of the people came to this creativity, and we didn't have any Instagram or internet at all.
Because in which time was this? How long was this ago?
80s and the beginning of the 90s.
Ah, exactly. Yeah. And I know from you that, well, that whole life around the parties and the Pasha and all those big parties, that's not really the life you're connected with anymore these days,
no,
right?
No. But this time of this period was not a very easy time in my home situation, because my father just died, my mother didn't go very well. So
In the Netherlands.
And then I came here and I found out my identity, my creativity, and I started to make my clothes by myself and to do my makeup and jewelry, etc. So it was really a fun part to express myself, and that I appreciate the art of the human being around me, but also they support me with my identity, authenticity, creativity. So it was a really happy lifestyle we had together, and it was always fun because we two Dutch girls were only want to have fun. And then you get invited to parties, to boats, etc. And so it was a really, really fun part of our life. And we came there every year for the summer, and every year it was so amazing, and it gave me strength, personal strength. And after 30 years, I came back last summer.
So the island has always given you inspiration from even your younger years. And you say you came back. Has there been a period in which you haven't been so much on the island? It's okay.
Just thinking about the period between, I think that this island, that's why I'm making this podcast. This island gave me so much strength 30 years ago. And of course, 30 years ago in my personal life. So I had to go through so many things, so many illnesses, so many different difficult situations. So it's really, today with this podcast, I wanted to find out, why is this island so special? It's special for me. But of course, I thought it was only me, but now I find out it's special for every person who's coming here on the island. And because I have had so many situations, I had to go through it, so that's my strength as well. But this period in this 80s and 90s, it was celebrating life, and it doesn't matter what people thought about me. I just go and be strong, and my back just straight, and also flexible. And so it's really like that Ibiza gave me this strength, its identity, authenticity, creativity, all these years, and to come back. And in the 30 year, I gave lessons, I worked with people, I did a lot of investigation about the behavior of human beings. And so when I came here last summer, I thought, okay, so I'm coming back after 30 years, and to give my knowledge back to the island. Mm. So giving and receiving is in balance. And I wasn't planned at all to come to the island and to live here. But suddenly I was here in October and I found a house. I came back in December, and then the 10th of January I received the key of my house, where beautiful. I'm very happy, yeah.
And I see, because you reacted quite emotionally to my question, what period where you weren't connected with the island so much. I see it does a lot with you, but it also means how much the island means to you. And I can understand it's maybe hard to express in words, but I see that the island has really struck your heart. Could you describe that feeling in your heart, how it feels to be here?
Yeah.
In yourself, like.
It really touched me when you said, yeah, you haven't been here for 30 years. No, I really, now at this moment, I really realized that I missed something, but it was there in my body. Mm-hmm. And try to connect every time, to connect with my heart and to get this body connection. Mm-hmm. So I have to go through this period without this energy of this island.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when met with my sister, when we came by plane, and the first step I was on this island, and my sister was always looking at me because she said, "You're totally changing now."
Mm-hmm.
And so she had a lot of fun about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that I was going to do this work now, what I'm doing.
Yeah, 30 years later.
Yeah, as a scientist, and to give knowledge, and that people can connect with their body, and to guide them to take own responsibility, mm-hmm. because we need knowledge about how the biology is working, how about the unconscious is working. So, you know, all those steps I've been going through this my whole life, and now I'm coming back. And your question, what is Ibiza for me? It's really feeling home, and also really feeling, what is my way? What is the reality now? What does Mother Earth give me to me?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very strong, fine-tuned energy, and I'm not really realized that it is. But when you ask me this question, yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's not to say in specific words, because I think for me it's every day it's that this island invite me to come here.
Yes.
It's not that I decided by my mind, I'm going to live on Ibiza, it's my dream. No, it's not. It's really that it went very quick, bomb, and I was here, and I was really, it's going so very quick.
So, as I understand you well, the island made you feel home, and the environment invited you to connect with your heart, that which you for years tried to do in the Netherlands through learning the knowledge that you acquired, but you always still struggled in the life there to drop down there.
Yeah.
And here it comes naturally, almost, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It the island invites you every day to come home in yourself, basically.
Yeah, and the go with the flow. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's talking go with the
what
flow.
What does that mean for you? What is that flow that you go with?
Just like this, the podcast. I didn't have an idea, and then suddenly it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, okay, let's do this. And then it's there, just, okay, I need somebody who's at it, and then I found you on the beach, mm-hmm. just suddenly, and then I was dancing, I found an editor.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I didn't have a clue that I was going to make this podcast and mm-hmm. YouTube, and so I thought, I'm here for teaching, but now I'm meeting people on a very deep level in every interview.
Yeah.
And that makes me really happy. And that was also in the 80s and 90s, to connect with people, to connect with their creativity. And it was like we were always celebrating life if we had our last breath, you know? That was the life at this moment.
Carpe diem.
Yeah.
Like,
and so and the 30 years between, it seems like hard working.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just forces against me. So, of course, I became more strong, but it was not easy.
No.
And I know on this island, if you don't listen, it isn't easy as well.
But listen to what?
Listen what you really have to do. Listen to your heart. Listen to your body. What is really, what do you give? What is your contribution?
Mm-hmm.
Contribution. If you're not aware about this and you don't know what to do, or you think, okay, I can start a business here and to earn money, that's not the way. This is not the way on Ibiza. Ibiza, I think, shows you very specifically how it works. But it works for everybody on Earth on the same.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I think it's like, you know, a workshop. Yeah, I have a book, Life is a Workshop, on the way to new consciousness. And that's really Ibiza for me. Yeah, and it's really funny. So sometimes, you know, I'm also insecure and also have fear. So do I take the right decision? Is it really what Mother Earth want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
So find a way to get balance. And also, it's my time now to digest this, my life. I'm 55 now, so it seems like all those struggling to get strong, to get this knowledge about the human being, to get many illnesses, to find out, to heal myself, and found out this way of the biology, and now I'm teaching, and I want to give by this knowledge, and I want to give this by this podcast, that I know that so many people are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be, to give and to empower people, if they're listening to this podcast, is also the vibe of this island, you know? Not everybody can come here because the island is too small for the whole world, but the whole world is the island, and the island is the whole world.
Mm-hmm. And you are talking also about the suffering of people.
Yes.
And you seem to invite people in a certain way to liberate themselves from that. Can you explain a bit more? What's the remedy?
Okay, this is a very big question.
I know.
First, you have to recognize if you are not... If you're not happy, if you're depressed, lonely, always complains that you're looking to your neighbor. Ah, my neighbor has a better grass, green grass, as we say in the Netherlands, you know, a better car, a better job. Be comparing. Stop with comparing. Please look at yourself as this beautiful human being. And I wish you can see yourself in the mirror, that every person is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a gift from Mother Earth, your body. So please take care of her or him, and this is really a present. But this body is so special.
Mm-hmm.
All this suffering of all our parents and ancestors are still in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also the time now that we can release from this pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people on Ibiza are aware of, this feeling of this work.
Because I hear a connection with the body. You also say you start to talk about suffering and becoming happy again, and you instantly talk about appreciating your own body and dropping down into your body, which is what actually was the thing you said the island gave you, to drop down in your body and down in your heart. And I also see a link through what you say about go with the flow. It's like tuning in with that, going into your body and to see what is present.
Yeah.
But what I also realized, it takes a lot of courage. And I experience you as quite a courageous woman, but a lot of people maybe have struggled to have the courage to take a step, like, for example, moving to Ibiza, or they might feel they are suffering, or they might recognize that the neighbor has a better life, or but they don't know how to take the step.
That's true. You have to be aware about what you're feeling, and the only person who can change is you, is the is yourself, and the first step is really close your eyes, feel your body, and feel your body now at this moment. So if you're listening, close your eyes and feel your body. And do this several times a day. And that, yes, you can connect with pain, with fear, with sadness, with anger. But every person has the same emotion, the same thought. It doesn't matter where you are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so please, it's not difficult to meet yourself. But if you have the courage to meet yourself,
mm-hmm.
I wish that every person also have the courage to do what they really like to do,
mm-hmm.
and that they let's go with the flow. It starts with the body. It starts listening to your heart. It starts also listening to your mind, because the two of them really have to connect. What is the best way? Is this really what Mother Earth is asking from me?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, sometimes you get an illness. Sometimes you get a divorce. Sometimes like rape, sexuality things. It's all happen all the time, every moment here on this earth. And you know, people kill each other, and people talk nasty about each other. But if every person take their own responsibility, I am responsible for what is happening in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the only one who can change this. And yes, it's not very easy. But I wish that, you know, that's why we make this podcast, to support people. Yes, you can do it.
Mm.
And yes, I want to give knowledge about this.
Mm. So you want to motivate people and spread the message and create more, body and present awareness for people to connect with that flow that you discovered here on the island.
Yes.
Beautiful. And when you leave the island, do you still feel connected to this flow?
Yeah. When I'm, I have to go back once a month, because I have my school heart connection.
Yeah.
So I
in the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands, so I teach the knowledge about heart connection Netherlands, in the Netherlands, and also of course the seminars here in Ibiza. And when I'm going back, I'm very happy, because I feel happy. And I'm so happy to teach this knowledge to these Dutch students who are very open and want to receive this. And if I'm there, if I'm working now on myself, if we have this talk now in this moment, you know, the cells of my body, the cells of your body are changing in a moment.
Yeah.
Directly, you know, there's new consciousness coming in our body, and that's the change. But if we do that, it's connecting to Mother Earth, it's connecting to all the people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works. So when I go back to the Netherlands, you know, I'm so happy and to see my family, of course, and my children. And I'm very connected with my children.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel if they are here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we worked about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just feel and connect and... if there's something, they always can call me, and you know, I'm very happy, because every day if there's something it can go back.
Beautiful.
So I'm very happy, and I'm very happy what's going through me all my life,
mm-hmm.
and that I'm here now. So it's like a very, very big present to be here and to sit with you here, and
thank you. It's funny, because I hear you say also a lot that you are here to share knowledge, but it almost feels like you are here to share village. It's not it's not a word that exists, because knowledge sounds like from the mind.
No, it's not.
But you have so much feeling to share with the world. And I think you do a beautiful job in doing that on the island, with the people you meet in the Netherlands, and also by making this podcast and making it available for everyone in the world, of course. But what I was wondering, because the island invited you, and it invited you into your body, but the island is maybe not available for everyone all over the world, and the island is also not the biggest island. What would be your advice to find your own flow? Because for us, for you and me, the island has been the place where we had to be. But for others, it might not be the case. No, it might be true. Another place on in the nature, another place on the earth. How do you find your flow? Because we want to inspire people to find their flow. And we do it by telling the stories about the people on Ibiza. But of course, it's about something even deeper and bigger.
Yes, you always in the right moment, on the right place. So if you know this, that you always take the right decision, that you cannot make the mistakes, it's not possible. You learning by mistakes. And by learning, you say, this is not feeling very well. This is not, I don't feel happy with this. Then you can change. And to recognize this feeling or the job you don't like or the situation. And Mother Earth has a lot of special places here. It really has. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter where you are. And again, what is going into your body? What does the body tell you? Just feel your body. And close your eyes and feel your body. And do that several times. And this is my answer, that you can go with the flow if you're really connected with your body.
So your body is like your compass.
It is. It really is. Your body is your compass in connecting with Mother Earth and Father Sun. Mm. And then you're connected with all the solar system. And then you are a contribution to yourself, to others. And I always think, if I take a decision, if it's good for me and it's good for the others, then it's good for everybody.
Mm.
And it's a very beautiful way to connect with the beauty of Mother Earth and to connect the beauty of my body and to connect the beauty of the other person and also the sun, Father Sun, and all the solar systems. Mm. And you know, there is much more than I can feel or know. And every day I'm learning. So please be open for learning. Please be open for new things. Because the people, they want to go in the comfort zone. And they said they close it. And they know, okay, I am not happy. I want to be healthy. I want to be rich. I want to have this happy life as well. And everybody can, but not me, but whatever. Or no, I don't have enough money, whatever. This is true. Your thought about this is true. So be aware of what you're thinking. And behind this negative thought, it's an emotion. There is a trauma behind it. So find out this story. Find out this story. Maybe there was something happening in your pregnancy. You know, for example...
When you were in the womb.
Yeah, exactly. In your mother's womb. Mm-hmm. And was if there was a trauma with your mother or father, it repeats every time. So, for example, in my life, there was a big, big trauma when I was 3 months in my mother's womb. So there was a trauma at 3, there was a trauma at 13, there was a trauma at 23 and 33... there was a positive thing, and 43, I lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
why is it repeating, you think?
It's repeating because we are a mathematic. We are connected with all the solar systems, so the human being is connected with numbers.
A repetition.
And it's repeating itself every time. Mm. And for example, you go through this pain, if this experience, to solve it again and to solve it again and to solve it again.
So to and learn.
To learn.
Mm. And to grow.
Yes. Mm. If the suffering is growing.
Mm.
Without suffering, there is no awareness that we can grow and that we can connect with the body. And then you decode this trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot do that. There is no therapy. Who can do that?
Mm-hmm.
You can only do that by connecting with your body to create space. Because if you connect with your body, you create space.
Mm-hmm.
And with this space, the universal mind can decode this error in your program.
Mm-hmm.
And we are computers.
So you're saying that we are computers, but we're only the only person that can rewrite our code is ourselves.
Yes.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's also an invitation for to you, to the people, to go within and to deprogram themselves.
Yeah, and it's not, you do that to create space in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to find out by yourself how you create space, how you take time for yourself, how to create balance in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the life is not always the same.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we cannot grow. So we have to meet our errors in our program.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm very happy with this because I know this. And there's nobody who could say, oh, push on this button and then we start the deep program.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's that not working that way. And a lot of people think, okay, I can heal somebody. No, it's for me, it's not possible.
Exactly. It's so but the way of healing yourself is a lot of work, as we all know. And it's beautiful for me to see that so much people on Ibiza are doing that work. A lot of people are really devoted on getting to know themselves better and in that way treating themselves better. And I see them therefore also treating each other really well.
Yeah.
How do you observe this process of getting to know yourself and going within? How do you observe it with the people here on Ibiza that you meet? How do you see that on being spread out on the island?
I'm still exploring this. Yes, I see a lot, of course. I see a lot. Yeah, I see a lot as that people are finding the way and working very hard for this as well. And
mm-hmm.
that makes me very happy. And that's why I invite these special people in the podcast, because every person has to say something beautiful about their own traveling on this island.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be opening to the listener, to you, to me, to have a new way of looking.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to meet each other and to be a mirror for each other and to find out who you are by yourself
mm-hmm.
through the other person. So yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah it really makes me happy to see all these meetings and yeah, the things what they are doing. Yeah, it makes me really happy, yeah.
Beautiful. So actually, you just explained again what the core is of this podcast, which is getting to know yourself through the inspiration of all these other people that are reflecting this beauty in yourself. Is that correct, how I understand it?
Yeah, because every person has his own vibe, his own energy,
mm-hmm.
and can say a little thing what can inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
And that really makes me very happy to do and to spread.
Beautiful.
And after 30 years and to do it with you and to meet all those beautiful people. Yes.
Thank you so much. I know we can talk forever about this, but there are a lot of podcasts coming after this in which we're going to hear more about your story, more about other people, their stories. But thank you for this episode.
Thank you very much.
And we also really want to say thank you to all the listeners for staying with us, for listening to Marjolein's story. And maybe you just want to close it for us.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening. And Stijn, thank you very much for interviewing me. And I didn't expect that it was being so emotional for me. I feel my tears. And that's what I'm doing here on the island.
Mm.
This my life is... This what I missed is coming back, but it was not back. You know, there was something, there is always, you're always home in your body. So thank you very much for listening. If you like this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. But first, inspire yourself. Maybe listen this podcast again, because everything is energy. I love you, love yourself. And feel free if you want to listen more to this episode and this beautiful podcast, people from Ibiza, please feel free to give a donation, and the link is in the bio. Thank you very much and see you soon. Bye bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you too.